5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
How do you let people know about your amazing app, book, or website? The answer is post-launch. More than search engine optimization and marketing, and more than social media postings, post-launch offers the latest cutting-edge solutions in web presence marketing. The web is crucial to your success. There are literally hundreds of places to manage your brand online, and post-launch knows them all. They promote a compelling online social media platform through dozens of today's hottest web venues. Post-launch initiates the web presence you need for success. Post-launch will organize the best media campaign for what you want to promote. You will be a force on the internet, and you will get the attention your hard work deserves. The countdown to your successful liftoff is with Post-launch. For priority service, tell them Mona sent me. Call 702-800-2131. That's 702-800-2131. Or go to postlaunch.co.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with the official psychic of Las Vegas, Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your specific question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mystic Mona.
Well, and happy Monday, everybody. And as I do every week, I draw a card of the day. And this card that I've drawn is, in traditional tarot, it's called the High Priestess. In my deck, it's called Inner Voice. And what that means is that you know the truth of all situations. No matter what happens, you know the truth of that. It also means that when someone's talking to you, you can usually feel the truth of what they're saying. So this would be a good opportunity for you to repeat back to them the truth of what you're hearing. And what I love about this card is it talks about the silent witness within you, higher self, as some people call it. But it is a way for you to begin to communicate where you're speaking to from the truth of your nature. So as you're looking at something, you're looking at the truth of it. As you're hearing something, you're hearing the truth of it. As you're thinking the truth of it. As you're feeling the truth of it. And when you operate on that level of truth, you can never, ever go wrong with yourself. You can never betray yourself. And you know that this truthful, this higher self of yourself is the one that's connected with the whole universe. And if more people operated on that, we'd have no problems in this world. None. None at all. So, all right. I'm going to go right to the calls. I have somebody here from area code 914. Let's get them on the air. Hello, 914. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Christine. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's your question for me today?
My question is, I have had trouble starting my business, and I had wanted to originally have my own business, and now after going to school, I just feel I get overwhelmed with starting my own business, and I just wonder why.
I have a great idea.
Okay.
No, I have a great idea.
Okay.
I like the idea of you getting a job, but I like you getting a job in the industry in which you wanted to start your business.
Oh.
I know,
okay.
Right? So, so what line of business did you want to start?
Well, I went to acupuncture school. I'm an herbalist. I do homeopathy. I just am having trouble getting out of the gate just doing...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, just to let you know, there's nobody I know in Las Vegas that I can recommend as an acupuncturist.
Really?
So I'm going to tell you right from the start that the best way for you to promote your business would be to get hired by a chiropractor.
Okay.
Because you could actually complement each other's businesses.
I actually, in the past, before I had children, did that. And it's a great, it is great because they
okay.
can do structure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Here's the other thing is that I'd like you to think about, now, I'm not sure that I'd want you to get hired by another acupuncturist because there's the whole competitive thing. But why
yeah.
not be somebody that goes to, we used to have, the place that I first had my license out of was a little place called Total Health Center, all right?
Okay.
It was this little place that I worked out of, and I had a little tiny room, and I would do readings there. Well, there were massage therapists, there were chiropractors, there were acupuncturists, there were all kinds of people in this facility. And what was neat about it is they all referred each other to each other.
Okay.
Which was really cool. So the ideal business for you is if there were three people all doing their separate things, maybe even four. If you had one and you guys all were in the same area, one would be you, the acupuncturist. One would be the massage therapist. One would be the chiropractor, and one might be the esthetician.
Okay.
So if all four of you were working in the same little area and you all had your own individual offices with a professional receptionist up at the front, you would really kick butt. But right now, I do see you having your business. The biggest worry you have right now is money.
Yeah.
That's the only worry. I know that sounds like, I know it makes it sound so benign.
No, you're right, though. It's not that I think I can't do it, be a good acupuncturist.
Oh,
I
totally
know I
know
am.
You can. Christine,
right.
I know you can do it. So what I would do is I would approach chiropractors and say,
okay.
I have my master's degree in acupuncture. I'm a certified herbalist. So in other words, you actually go and say, I'm wondering if I can rent space from you in your office.
Okay.
Because then I can refer people to you that don't need an acupuncturist and vice versa.
Right.
Okay, so here's the thing. Here's the biggest thing I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay.
There's somebody out there that owes you a big favor. There's somebody out there. See, this is not about what you can do for them. It's what they can do for you. And what I'm seeing here is that you have people around you that owe you big time. There are probably clients that owe you money. There's probably people that owe you favors. But I want you to send out the vibration of, I'm looking to rent for a very reasonable amount of money, an office space within a chiropractor's office.
Okay.
Because here's the cool thing, is in addition to doing that, you can say, look, there's a couple ways we can do this. you can hire me as your business development person, but just give me space so that I can actually, in the afternoons, do my own clients.
Okay.
And what you would do is you would promote his chiropractic service as well as your acupuncture service at all the little local trade shows and networking groups.
Okay.
Because
so I have more things to offer.
Exactly. So here's the thing. You already believe in a more holistic approach to wellness.
Absolutely, yes.
That's 90% of it.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is just go in the phone book, look up chiropractors, start with the ones closest to where you live. I mean, I'm talking about start with the ones that are only a couple miles from your house.
Yeah, I actually have two that have said they would love for me to be collaborative with them.
Okay, so what you do is you say, okay, now just say, I'm starting this on a shoestring, and I'm wondering if you'd be willing to hire me for, say, 20 hours a week to do maybe receptionist service for you in the morning or trade shows for you. But then you give me a space so that I can actually cultivate my own clients at the same time.
Wow, I haven't even thought of that. Thank you. Okay.
Well, you're going to be a huge success. You just have to get past the bump of the idea that there's no money coming in. And in fact, you can actually twist this around so money is coming in. So if you got hired at a modest $25,000 a year to actually do receptionist work for, say, 8 to noon, or before you actually volunteered that part of it, say, I'd like to be your business development and networking person for 20 hours a week at $25,000 a year. I will go to every lunch and networking breakfast to promote not only your services but mine.
Wow. Okay. Huh.
What's interesting is the chiropractor will have no time or desire to do that, and you've just solved a problem for him. So if you're bringing in a modest amount of $25,000 and he's giving you office space so you can set up your own, you know, your own room, that's best of all worlds. And it's a he, by the way.
It's a he. Okay, yes. I've been hearing you say he.
Okay. All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right. I actually have a featured caller, and I noticed that her number just popped up. So, hello, my friend. Thank you for remembering to be my featured caller today.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
No problem. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to do a spread of cards to kind of tell you what's the most important thing you need to know right now. And what's going to happen with that is that I may need to take some time with you, but really what it's – oh, wow, look at your cards. There is disruption that you've created. The very first card is a card that says the reason you created the recent disruption is because you no longer want to compromise your level of integrity to work for an organization that you don't agree with. That's the very first two cards, which is kind of funny because then the next card is talking about the man in your life. If you are patient with him, he will rise to the occasion for you. But you need to treat him kind of like a puppy or a kitten that doesn't know better, all right? And it's saying that February is your big power month for the new job.
Okay.
Now, do you already have a new job on the horizon?
I'm looking into different possibilities. Pretty much I'm looking to find something which will allow me for better work-life balance so that I can also pursue personal projects. And
see,
not just, you know, work in an office for somebody else.
You know, you would really, really do well to do some sort of a rep position where you can work from home, and that work-life balance is kind of already about how you're living. So one of the things you may want to do, and it's just a suggestion, but you may want to be the person who handles logistics for trade shows from your home. So I would call some of the bigger companies that deal with trade shows in your city and say, I want to be your logistics coordinator for XYZ trade shows, whatever it is. You could do that. The other thing you could do is actually just be an independent rep working from home, because you are the queen of follow-up. And so you being, say, an outside salesperson that can work from her home would work really well for you, because you're a real get-down-to-business kind of gal. You're very analytical. You're incredibly good at time management. And what I'm thinking is that you could do a full 8-hour day in about 4 hours.
Right.
You see what I mean? So yeah. So what I would look at, first of all, there may be already contacts that you have that would invite you to have a job based on that they already know you. So if you were to call your former company's competitors and say, you know, this is what I did for them, I'm looking to be able to work from home to do that for you, or only come in the office a couple times a week.
Right.
And because what it's saying is that you are, within the next couple of years, ultimately supposed to have your own businesses in a totally different direction than what you've done before.
Right.
So, but in the meantime, we need to still have an income, or have it be a stepping stone in some way for you. So, do you have any questions for me?
Sure. I guess in a different direction. I mean, everything's kind of like a whole bunch of different areas right now in which I'm making a lot of changes, and I'm not sure what if I should stay within the area that I'm in, or possibly move in with a second card, or I'm indecisive about that at the moment.
Okay, the biggest advice I can tell you, and I don't know if you were listening when I opened the program, but I talked about living your truth. What is the absolute thing that really sings to your most highest self and goals and integrity? Whatever sings to that is the thing that I want you to leap into in full faith. I'll just give you an example. Let's say you really would like to do charity work. Let's just say that that's the big thing, all right? What I want you to do is just reach out to them and say, I have this overwhelming urge to work with you guys in some way. So if there's somebody or a company you already admire, tell me what industry you'd most like to be in.
A musician. I'm a musician.
Oh, fantastic. So let's say you call the Philharmonic Orchestra in your city, and you say, I'm a musician myself, but I'd like to do fundraising and business development for you so that I can learn everything about your organization. Now, the cool thing about that is that you get to hook up with other musicians, and you may find out about gigs that you wouldn't normally find out about, specifically by being 2 feet in, all in, with what you really want to do. What kind of music do you play?
Electronic.
Oh.
That's like dark electronic, gothic-y, not so much.
So here's a cool idea. Now, first of all, you do need to bring income in while you're pursuing this.
Right.
But what I'd love you to do is start entering contests for musical scores for certain upcoming movies, all right? The other thing I'd love to see you do is send a sample of your work to any of the movie theaters that seem to do a lot of cartoon or Marvel comic movies.
Okay.
And just send a sample. The other thing you might want to do, which would be way wicked cool, is, I do my little program on Blog Talk Radio every week on Mondays at 9. It doesn't cost me very much to do this, but I do it because it's a way for me to refer people and be able to answer questions for them where the people don't have to pay for it. They just come in and they ask a question, and then I have an interesting show, and I have a lovely little loyal follower. But wouldn't it be great if you put samples of your music on a little radio program?
Yes,
and then you could send that link to people that you are pursuing. You don't have to do a big advertisement for your program, but it would be a way for you to record your music and send links of certain podcasts you've done directly to people that would choose music.
Gotcha.
Okay. But what I'm telling you here is that you have, you're about 2 years away from being where you want to be.
Okay.
So you're going to have to come up with income, and then all of your spare time activity needs to be about burning discs or burning flash drives and sending them to people that could most use your stuff.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
All right. See you later. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from, hold on. There's somebody else that I was hoping was going to call in, but I don't see their number. So I'm going to go to area code 706. Hello, 706. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sophia. How are you today?
Hi, Sophia. What's your question?
Hi. The question I have is, I have my spiritual journey has gained much momentum over the past couple of months, so I am kind of going through a pruning away of things and people. And I have a relative that unfortunately is falling in the prune category. And I just want to ask you, is it definitely a negative energy, or is it just my ego? I want to be fair before I start, feeding people out of a long-handled spoon.
No. Here's what's happened with that particular.
And her name is Latanya. Okay.
Okay. Well, that particular relative is a energy sucker.
Okay.
All right. So it's not your ego. It's the person's an energy sucker. And, I have to tell you, I am not fond of being around people that it just seems like the only thing they do is complain. I'm not fond of it. As a matter of fact, I'll even call them on it. And I'll say, sure would be nice to be with you sometime when you have good news.
Mm-hmm.
Call
You're
me
good.
Sometime
are
when you
always,
have good news.
Are always the victim, or so. Mm-hmm.
Right. It's like nothing ever works. It's like Eeyore on Winnie the Pooh.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that I'm telling you, the more you untether yourself from the fact that there are people around you that are really just energy suckers, and the thing is it's part of their nature to be that way because it's worked for them their whole life, Sometimes people whine to the point of people will do things for them just to shut them the F up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but here's the card that I most want to talk to you about. You have a card here that talks about, so you read tarot yourself, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay. You might want to pick up a deck. I use the Osho Zen tarot
deck.
Well,
let me say this. I do sometimes just a personal thing, just a hobby, but it's more
okay.
of a... It is a deck, correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So the deck I use is the Osho Zen Tarot deck. I love this deck. It's a deck I've been using now for probably 11 years. I love this deck of cards. When I first looked through it, my whole body went goose flesh, so I knew this was my deck. All right?
Okay.
Anyway, there's a card that it seems to be coming up a lot in people's readings, or it just mean maybe is that I'm noticing it extra specially. But it's a card that in traditional tarot is called the Chariot. In my deck, it's called Awareness. And in the traditional deck, it shows a gladiator in a chariot, and he's guiding a white horse and a black horse. The white horse represents good. The black horse represents evil. All right. It could also mean that the white horse represents opportunities, and the black horse represents challenges.
Mm-hmm.
But the gladiator has a firm rein on the good and evil in his life, yet his chariot still moves forward. So it doesn't matter where the energy is coming from. The only important thing is that your chariot keeps moving forward.
I like that.
Okay, so I'm telling you that because here's the thing. You just limit the amount of energy that's coming to you that makes you question why you're here. In a bad way,
mm-hmm.
right? And you look at it like, what is it about me that allows people to be emotional dumpsters?
Mm-hmm.
Ask it that way. And
okay.
The way you do it is you say, sweetie, I love it when you tell me good news. But it just seems like lately the only thing we talk about is how things are not working for you. And frankly, it depresses me. Because I have no control over your life.
Correct.
Now, I'll tell you, you say it to her that way, it'll pull her up right by her short hairs. Because, and the thing is that then you can even say, it makes me not want to spend time with you because I always leave so sad after I visit with you.
Yeah, more frustrated than sad. And it actually, right. I take responsibility for part of it because this is something I've allowed her to do for years.
Right.
And it's gotten to this so far that I don't even want her to come visit, you know, like stay away.
Right. Okay, well, now there is a way you can readjust it all, is that when she comes to visit, the only thing you have planned is a bunch of activities that are fun and entertaining. So you take her to a comedy movie. Then you take her to a lovely little jazz trio restaurant for dinner where you don't have to listen. You don't have to actually talk so much. You can listen to the music and enjoy a wonderful little dinner. You see what I mean? So you actually set it up so that she doesn't have an opportunity to whine. It's just a thought.
Okay.
But that takes a lot of effort because, you know,
it does.
People are the way they are. And the best way for you to deal with it is it's really hard for me to spend time with you when it seems like you're always upset or complaining about something. Because I can't fix it. You're the only one that can fix it. So, all right, my friend, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 916 area code. Hello, 916. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Nancy, and thank you for taking
my call.
Hi, Nancy.
What's your question?
My question is, I'm retired, and I've been working most of my life, and I'm actually ready to get into an area or a field of service which is more closer to what I want to do rather than what I had to do. And I want to see if you see me getting involved in classes, volunteer work, or, you know, what direction to go into.
Well, first of all, if I were to volunteer, I would volunteer in a way that you can actually have a lot of fun doing it at the same time. Okay? There are two organizations that are my number one. They're both like equal to me. One is Help of Southern Nevada, and the other one is the Poppy Foundation. And I do fundraising for them out of the blue. As a matter of fact, I'm working on right now doing readings at one of the big hotels to do love readings on Valentine's Day to raise money for one of those charities. So the thing is that I automatically do volunteer work for the things that I most like to do. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So what your cards are talking about, and it's really funny that I'm getting this for you. Have you ever had an interest in helping vets?
Vets? No.
You know, like veterans?
I've never been involved in that, no.
Because what it's saying is that you have this way of taking charge of anything that you get involved in, and you kick butt at it. And what I'm seeing here is that you help people from a stuck place earn their freedom in some way. Like, for example, if you worked for an organization that helped vets get a job when they came back from being in active duty, that would be incredibly rewarding for you.
I can see the part where you say helping stuck people, though. That I do know.
Yeah. Well, that's what the main message of your cards are talking about, is that you help people from a stuck place get into a place of autonomy and freedom. So I don't see you working with prisoners. I mean, let me go to that. I don't see you working with prisoners. But one of the organizations that really needs a lot of help is the CASA Foundation. Have you ever heard of them?
Okay, what is it again?
CASA, C-A-S-A, stands for Court Appointed Special Advocate. And these are people that help kids through the court system and the foster care system, and they act as the advocate for the child.
Okay.
Now, one of the things that I got from you immediately, Nancy, was the phrase Aunt Nancy. Aunt Nancy. Like you're somebody that you're not shocked by what people can tell you because you've heard it all. The thing is that you are a doer. You are not supposed to be totally retired.
No, I can feel that. That's why I'm asking.
Okay. So the thing is that I would love you to check out CASA, C-A-S-A. So C like cat,
okay.
A like apple, S like Sam, A like apple. Check them out in your city and go to an informational meeting because they would adore to have somebody like you work with them. But that is the classic helping kids out of a trapped or difficult situation into autonomy and freedom.
Okay.
Because some of these kids have been through hell, absolute hell.
Yeah, I worked with a mentally ill and challenged for years. this would be
a phenomenal evolution for you. You'd be doing God's work here. So think about that. It's saying that anything you decide to do, they're going to accept you with open arms. But when you said to me that you like the idea of helping people out of a trapped situation, I switched from veterans to kids in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Because the kids. These kids will stay in touch with you for years after you help them. And that you could actually celebrate in a very, very heartfelt way that you've made a huge difference.
Well, wonderful. Do you see anything in the fields of alternative health or medicine or healing? Because I'm really interested
in that. What's interesting is it's saying that, how do I put this? It's saying that there is not enough credential or background for you to make a career out of that.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that that isn't a possibility, but what it's saying right now is that you're probably going to get yourself involved in something where that does go on the back burner and might be a question for me to ask later, for you to ask me later.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you very much. Okay.
All right, see you later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's there?
Hi, Mona. This is Lena. How are you?
Hi, Lena. What's your question?
I had signed up with a temporary agency, and I just
Good
called
girl.
Them.
Very proud of you.
Thanks. And I just called them up to, check in with them, and he said that they haven't had anything and this and that, so I'm just wondering. I was going to look into a few others. What do you see about some work coming
through?
Well,
I definitely want you to sign up with more than one temporary service
mm-hmm.
because you're going to need more than one to help you find a job. And what I'm getting here is that the more you make yourself available, the more opportunities that will come to you because each temporary service has different opportunities from different companies. It's not one company calling five temporary services to look for the same person.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you put yourself out there, the quicker you'll get a job. But I want you to call every day. Hi, it's Lena. Just wondering if anything's available. But you need to call at about 7:30, 7:45 in the morning. You can't call at 11 o'clock. You have to call.
They don't get in until 9.
Okay, but you still leave a message. There's always a way to leave a message. So since they don't come in until 9, you leave a message at 8:45 saying, hi, it's me, Lena. Here's my phone number. Just want to let you know that I'm dressed and ready to go if you need somebody right away.
Okay.
And then you are dressed and ready to go. You know, it's funny. I have a very unstructured schedule. Unless I have appointments, I mean, I do my radio program, but I have kind of an unstructured schedule. But I make myself get up and dressed every morning by 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And the reason I do that is because if something comes up at the last minute, like somebody calls and wants an appointment, then I can actually leave within 15, 20 minutes to go meet them for an appointment. Do you see what I mean?
So right.
the more you send out the vibration that you're available, the more the universe will agree with you. So it's
sense.
A vibration that I'm asking you to adopt that you're ready to work.
Right.
Okay, and one more thing I want to tell you. I do want you to register with at least three more temporary services. The other thing
mm-hmm.
I want you to do is every morning when you wake up, every morning, I want you to face east. I want you to open your arms wide above your head like you're trying to hug the moon. And I want you to say, I'm open to my blessings.
Okay.
Because the quicker that you decide that you're ready to go back to work, because when you change your mind, you change the energy of everything. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you change your mind, you change the energy of everything. What I'm actually telling you is that by you going through the actual task of being up and ready and dressed by 8 o'clock in the morning, making the phone call to every one of your temporary services before they open, say, hi, this is Lena. I'm dressed. I'm ready to go to a job, so let me know if there's anything available today. It does not matter if they don't call you back. What you're doing is you're sending out the vibration, and then I still want you to apply at all the other jobs that you might be interested in, even if it's an entry-level job.
Right.
Because you're much better when you're busy than when you're idle. All right, my
That's
friend.
True.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye. Okay, got somebody here from... Boy, I have to tell you, I'm really tickled that there's all these new callers today. Somebody here from the 661 area code. Hello, 661. Who's this?
Hello, this is Anna speaking. I don't know now.
Hi, Anna. What's your question?
Well, new year, new beginning, and I've got a lot of plans for attending...
Sweetheart, I can barely hear you. Do you have me on speaker?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, okay, that's why. Okay, all right.
Sorry about
okay,
that.
Well, I'm sorry. What's your question?
It is about work.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to change jobs and move away as well. And I'm just wondering what you see with regard to that.
Well, it's actually saying change that you initiate. So, and actually there are two cards in here that talk about, and I'm literally going to say what these two cards mean together. Get off your lazy butt and do something about it. That's exactly what the cards say. So now, having said that, there is a gentleman with dark hair and dark eyes here that is willing to hire you based on the skills you bring to the table. So it's saying that you initiate change and that you can make it happen within the next 10 weeks. So if your answer, if you're asking me, am I going to change jobs, the cards say absolutely yes. But you have to decide what it is you want to do next or where you want to live next and target that. But there is a man here, dark hair and dark eyes, that is going to hire you that I really like. So what line of work are you in now, Anna?
I'm a lecturer at a university, but I want to change. You know, I still love training, but I really want to change. I don't really know what I want, but I have this thing that I've read about cultural management, more in the
uh-huh.
business field, but connected to anything in the creative sector, so which is really wide. But that's all I have at the moment. That interests me.
Okay. Have you thought about the idea of being a trainer or maybe even a cultural liaison for a larger company?
I haven't, no.
Well, because what I'm getting here is that there are, by you looking in the city that you want to live in, by you looking that you'll find what you want to see. Okay, that what I would do right now when we get off the phone is I would write down all the things you know you're good at, okay,
mm-hmm.
and then all the things you'd like to do with those things. And then I want you to look for jobs that have your skills and what you want to do. So I'm actually making you look at this in a very global way. But according to this, that you can make change happen as quickly as the next 10 weeks.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks
but
for calling.
But I'm not thinking by me getting off my lazy ass because my lazy bum because I'm not doing much. But
okay. I want to tell you that the two cards that I'm referring to, one is called the Nine of Cups, so you can look up the meaning of that on the internet if you want.
Okay.
The second card is the Seven of Pentacles, and you have it reversed. So the Nine of Cups comes across as a very complacent man that's very secure in his place in life, and that he's not really paying attention to the gifts that he already has, all right? So that's why I gave you the suggestion of looking at the gifts you already have, the skills you already know that you're good at. The next card, which is right next to it, which is why I said it's time to get off your lazy butt, is because this card, when it's upright, talks about being patient. But when it's reversed, which is the way you have it, it means take action now. It's not
okay.
about waiting for what comes to you. It's about you looking for what it is you want and taking action on your skill set being a good match, even if it's a whole different career.
Okay.
That's why you. That's why I said it the way I did.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, my friend.
Okay,
thanks
great.
For calling. All right, see you
Thank
later.
You. Bye.
Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 404 area code. Hello, 404. Who's this?
Hi.
What's your name?
Kay, how are you?
Hi, Kay. What's your question?
I was just curious to know, what do you see for my ex and I?
Let's see. Well, you're my first relationship question today. Usually that seems to be the majority of my questions. All right, let's see.
Like, is it really over?
yes, it really is. And I really, really, really want you to put him in the past. Because here's the thing. You were always the giver in the relationship, and he didn't give a whole lot back.
Okay.
And you know what? You need to be in a relationship where it feels more reciprocal, more give and take, more a little bit more of what's in it for us, not what's in it for him. Okay? And I want you to start by having the perspective of you're perfect exactly the way you are, right?
Okay.
And I want you to start walking into a room, and when you walk into a room, I want you to see what guys are noticing you. And when a guy notices you, you look at him, you smile, you acknowledge it. Just look at him and smile. You don't have to sleep with him. You don't have to even have coffee with him. But what I'm getting here is that I don't think that you're aware how other men are trying to get your attention right now.
Okay.
And it's about you dating lots of guys and not sleeping with them, and actually really investigating what's in it for you. Because it really
okay.
should be what's in it for you.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
So
thanks
you don't
for calling.
See me and my ex getting back together at all?
No. You know what's so funny about your phone number? It's come up twice on my queue. I have somebody that's I have you calling in live. Are you calling from a company?
No, I'm calling from my cell phone.
Oh, that's weird. I've never seen that happen before. I have your live call, and then I have another exactly the same number just on the queue to listen. That's really weird. Never seen that happen before. Okay. But anyway.
But you were saying.
What I'm saying
that
is I don't
really
see you
over.
Getting back. Yeah, I don't see you getting back with him. At all.
Okay.
And I really want you to put that in the past where it belongs. Because you deserve
okay.
to be with somebody that really loves everything you bring to the table. And marvels at the fact that you actually love and care about him. Instead
Do you
of a guy
see that,
that
happening for me? Do
absolutely.
Do you see love coming in my way?
Absolutely. You just need to look at it because it's around you. There are men trying to get your attention right now and you're ignoring them. As soon as you dump this guy in your head and say, okay, it's over. As much as I love this guy, it's over. As soon as you actually really say that, what's happening here is that actually the vibration cooperates with you and you start noticing men that are noticing you.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks
all
for
right.
calling.
Thank you.
See ya. Mm-hmm. Okay, bye. Okay, that's really weird that that number repeated twice. I've never seen that happen before. That's bizarre. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 443 area code. Hello, 443. Who is this?
Hello, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna. What's
Hi.
Your question?
So I have been waiting to transition into a new role in my company. I was promoted. It looks
Yay!
Like, yeah, it looks like February 1st, they're telling me. But in the meantime, I feel like some things have been happening in my current role that are, I don't know if they're making me look bad to my manager or not. They're kind of out of my control. But, I mean, do you see me still getting that promotion? I mean, I guess I'm just worried because of these things that have come up that it's affecting her opinion of things.
Okay. First of all, the angels are guiding you right now. The more...
Okay.
Candid and honest you can be without coming across as a whiner,
yeah,
the more effective you'll be. So what I would do is I would actually write down some of these little weird things that have happened and just say, and then make a meeting with your boss, say, Thursday. Just say, hey, do you have a few minutes to chat on Thursday? And then you need to say to her this way. You know, one of the things that I really enjoy about working with you is that I really feel that I can have full disclosure with you, that I can tell you things that are going on and things that are enhancing or affecting my performance, and I really feel that you have an understanding ear. You need to start with that, okay? Then you say, there's a weird circumstance that's happened, and I want to make sure that you know that this is out of my control.
Well, it's just she knows, like, I'm short-staffed in maintenance, so I've been, I'm training a new assistant manager. Like, there's been staffing issues that are affecting, like, my performance. Like, it's like she knows, I guess I don't know if I should say anything at all or just ride it out. But I just want to make sure she's not second-guessing promoting me.
I want you to document it. I just want you to document it. I don't think that you're going the promotion's going to be taken away from you. I don't think that's going to happen. It's obvious you need more help. It's obvious. Okay. So one of the things you might want to do is look around your company and see who seems to be more idle than not, and ask them if they want to learn a little bit about your department. Real leader looks at the potential of the people working for her. Okay, which is why your boss tapped you to have the promotion.
Okay.
All
yeah,
right.
She's. It's
so
like
now,
she's
now,
supportive.
I'm sorry.
It's like she's
saying?
Supportive, but like to an extent, like I'm. Even though, like, if a situation happens maintenance-wise, I'm approved to call contractors, but I don't know all the ins and outs of plumbing issues and things. So I feel like a lot of that falls on my shoulders where I don't, you know, have the best experience or insight in those things.
Okay, so I suppose the way that might make it a little bit more motivating for you is that when you come across something that you don't know, you need to actually say to yourself, wow, an opportunity to learn something.
Yeah.
And what I would do is I would call a contractor and say, I have an issue with blah, blah, blah. How can you explain to me why that would happen? And you learn from the contractor what
the
issue
is. Yeah, I have no
is.
Problem with that. I guess I just feel like is she second guessing like my abilities, you know?
No, but you are.
Yeah, I am. I'm trying to learn,
It's weird. It's almost like you feel guilty for getting a promotion, which is the weirdest energy you should have right now. What I would like you to do is I would like, because a good leader will look around to see if people can help her. So what I would do is if there is someone in your company that has plumbing experience, because you use that as an example, I would go to them and say, can you give me a quick explanation of why this happened? And it makes you more politically connected to the whole company. You see what I mean? So you need to look at every challenge as though it's an opportunity for you to learn and be even better than you've been.
Okay. Yeah, that's the way I've been trying to take it. I just worry about her, you know, how she's doing it.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
You'll be fine. Don't second guess it. As my mother used to say, don't borrow trouble.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, girl. Thanks for calling.
Right. Thank
you. See you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Psychic View is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio to be notified of Mona's special programs. Want an extended reading on Psychic View? Like Mystic Mona's page on Facebook. Mona will consider requests from that page. Mona is available for phone and in-person readings by appointment. Call 702-571-0461 to book an appointment or go to mysticmona.com. Indicate that you are a fan of Mona's radio program for a special discount. For more information on sessions, please visit mysticmona.com. Thank you for enjoying Mystic Mondays with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.